One day, Jesus sat around his disciples, and noticeably, Peter was there.
有一天，耶稣和他的门徒在一起，而且大家很注意到，当时彼得在他们当中。
And all of a sudden, there was a young man came to ask Jesus a life-defining question.
那这个时候呢，有一位年轻人来到耶稣的面前，来询问耶稣一个关于生命的问题。
What good thing must I do in order to get eternal life?
他问到说，夫子，我该做什么样的事情，做什么样的事情才能够承受神的国
？And you know, Jesus never answered people's question directly.
我们知道耶稣他从来不直截了当地回答人的话。
He always questioned the questioner in order to open their heart to examine the assumption why he asked that question.
他经常会要去反问这个提问的人，来打开这个。来了解这个提问人的心，来问问题。
And Jesus said, "Good. What do you mean by good? There's only one who is good."
他就对这个年轻人说，他说，良善，谁是良善的？只有一位是良善的。
And the young man was perplexed and don't know what to do.
那这个年轻人就非常的感到吃惊。
And Jesus knew it.
耶稣知道。
And said, "All right, let me give you a more direct answer to you."
所以耶稣对他说，好，那我来给你一个更加直截了当的回答。
Obey the Ten Commandments.
耶稣答道说，你要守十个诫命。
And the young man said, glad that you asked.
那这年轻人说，真是幸好你为了问这个问题。
And I have obeyed all the Ten Commandments.
他说，我已经遵守了十诫中所有的诫命。
And Jesus never argued with him.
但是我们看到耶稣没有跟他有任何的争论。
And then he continued to justify himself.
那接下来耶稣继续的为自己的话
语来证。And he said, "I did not murder."
他说我的那个年轻人说，我没有杀，不可杀。耶稣说不可杀人。
I did not commit adultery.
他说不可奸淫。
I did not give false testimonies to other people.
他说也没有做假见证。
And also on the positive side, I honor my parent.
他说从一个好的方面来说，我也有尊敬孝敬
我的父母。And I also love my neighbor. What do you want?
那我也没有去好窥视我邻居所有。
And Jesus said, "Sell all your belongings and give the proceeds to the poor."
那耶稣就对他说，那你就要变卖你所有的一切，把一切都给穷人。
Now, he come to understand what Jesus tried to ask.
那这个时候，这位年轻人就终于明白耶稣所说的话。
And he walked away very sad.
然后他就忧忧愁愁的走。
And the Bible says he is very rich.
那这个圣经中说到他是一位富有的年轻人。
And Jesus immediately turned his head to his disciples.
那马上耶稣就把话又对着他的门徒说。
And he exclaimed,
他有这样说到
"A camel enter into the eyes of the needle is easier than a rich man enter into the kingdom of God."
他对他的门徒说，他说我实实在在的告诉你们，财主进天国是难的，我也告诉你们，骆驼穿过针的眼。比财主进神的国还容易呢。
And Peter is very smart.
那彼得就回答说，他有回应说。
He immediately talked back to Jesus.
他很快的就回应给对耶稣说。
Now, if a camel can enter the needle, the eyes of the needle,
他说
it is already very difficult.
他说如果我们知道骆驼要穿过针眼是非常非常困难的事情。
Who then can be saved?
那他说那这样的话呢，谁才能够是得永生呢？
And Jesus said, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible."
那耶稣就对他说，这在人是不能的，但在神凡事都能。
No, Peter know how to catch the wave.
那彼得真是很知道怎么样借着话题发挥。
He said, "Ah, you just tell the young man to sell everything, and then you will be happy."
他彼得说夫子，你刚才对这年轻富有的年轻人说，你要变卖你的一切，然后你就可以得到永生。
Did I leave my parents?
他说我是不是离开了我的父母呢
？Did I leave my wife and children?
我是不是也离开了我妻子我的孩子呢
？Did I leave my fishing business?
我是不是也离开了我打鱼的这个行业
？So what is my reward?
那是这样的话，那我会得到什么样的赏赐呢
？And Jesus gave him a two-part answer.
那耶稣给了他两个方面的一个答案。
Part one.
第一个方面
，He said.At the renewal of all things, I will be sitting in the glorious throne.
他说到在复兴的时候，我会坐在荣耀的宝座。
And you will sit alongside me.
他说你们也要坐在我的周围。
Now whether you sit on my right side or left side, I'm not going to tell you.
他说坐在我的左边还是坐在我的右边，我不会告诉你。
But in any case, you sit beside me.
但是不论怎么样，你们是坐在我的边上。
To judge the 12 tribes of Israel.
你们可以审判以色列的十二个支派。
And then Jesus continued for the part two of the answer.
那接下来耶稣又来到了他的回答问题的第二部分。
And Jesus said, but.
他说但是。
Now every time when you said, Jesus said, but, you better pay attention.
我们知道每次耶稣说然而但是的时候，我们就要非常的小心。
But many who are first will be last.
他说然而有许多在前的，
将要在后。And many who are last will be first.
在后的将要在前。
And the disciples do not understand what they mean.
我们看到这些门徒他们不能完全的明白耶稣的话。
And then Jesus began to tell them a parable.
这个时候耶稣就给他们讲了一个预言。
And this is called the parable of the workers in the vineyard.
那这个预言的名字是葡萄园工人的比喻。
And the story goes like this.
这个故事是这样的。
The landowner of the vineyard early in the morning went out to the marketplace.
那这个我们看到这个葡萄园的园主他很早呢就来到了这个市场。
And he saw a lot of people standing around.
他看到有很多人站在那个地方。
And then this landlord said to them,
这个葡萄园主就对他们说,
I will pay you the usual daily wages.
他说,
Come and work for me.
他说你来我给你一天的工钱然后你来为我工作。
And the people are very excited.
这些人都非常的高兴。
I've been out of the world for a long time.
他们想着说，哎，我们有很长时间、很长一段时间都没有
工作。And now I have a job.
说现在我可以有一份工作。
So they happily went into the vineyard and began to work.
所以他们很欢快的、很欢喜的就进了这个葡萄园去工作。
And they dig the water and the fertilizer.
他们花一天的时间在里浇水、在里施肥。
And then they work very hard with enthusiasm.
他们工作的非常的辛劳。
And later on, by say nine o'clock in the morning,
到了早上九点钟的时候,
and this owner went out to the marketplace again.
这个葡萄园主我们看到他又来到市场。
And then he saw people still standing around.
我看到还是有些人在里站在那个地方无所事事。
And then the people said, how much you pay me?
然后这些人就问这个葡萄园说你会付我多少工钱呢?
And Jesus didn't reply.
这个耶稣没有回答。
The owner didn't reply.
这个葡萄园主没有回答。
And simply said, just come in and work.
他就是对他们说，你们来。
And they are happy and go into the vineyard and work for him.
所以他们也很高兴地进了这个葡萄园去工作。
And until noontime, you know, in the Palestinian area, noontime is a very hot time of the day.
那到了这个中午的时候，我们知道在那个地方，中午的话是非常炎热的时候。
And this land owner still went out and recruit people to work inside the vineyard.
我们看到这个葡萄园主还是很辛苦的出去去招工人来在葡萄园里工作。
And by 3 p.m. it is time for an afternoon nap.
到了三点下午三点钟的时候，这也是大家很多时候会要有午休的时候。
And this is the Eastern culture custom.
我们知道这是一个东方的一个文化习惯。
But this landlord still went out to the market and do the recruiting.
看到这个葡萄园主还是出去来招更多的工人。
Now by 5 p.m.
到了下午五点钟的时候。
So everybody is ready to go home.
大家都快要回家了。
I don't know why, but this landowner still went out and recruit some people to work.
不知道是什么缘故，但是我们看到这位葡萄园主还是出去又招了一些工人进来。
And they asked them, why are you still standing there?
他也问这些人，他看到一些站在那里的人说，你们为什么还在这里站着？
They said, I like to work, but I don't have a job.
他们回答说，我们很喜欢有工作，但是我们没有能够工作可做。
And the landlord said, come in, work.
那这个葡萄园主就说，好，你们赶快，你们进来到葡萄园来工作。
But they only work for about half hour or so.
但是这些人大概只工作了半个小时左右的时间。
And then the landlord called the foreman in and said, gather together all the workers.
那这个葡萄园主就叫他的工头来说，你去把所有这些工人的招来。
And then the landlord began to distribute the wages.
我们看到这个葡萄园主就给他所有的这些工人来发工资。
Starting from the latecomers.
他先把工钱给了最晚到的。
Who came only 5 o'clock, half hour earlier.
他们大概就是在半个小时前五点钟左右才来的。
And gave him certain money.
给了他们一天的工钱。
And they said, oh, I'm lucky, I'm happy.
这些人就说我真是很幸运，我非常的高兴。
And then the next group, the one who worked starting from the noontime or from the 3 o'clock group.
那接下来就是那些12点钟和3点钟来做工的。
And they also received the same amount.
啊，他们也得到了同样的工钱。
And they are not very happy in their heart, but they still thank the master.
啊，他们好像内心没有那么样的快乐，但是他们还是谢谢了这个。
Now finally, come to the group that came to work from 9 a.m. and also the early birds from 6 a.m.
啊，那最后就是那些六点钟或者是九点钟来做工的人。
And then they receive the wages.
他们也得到了当天的工价。
That the landlord promised them to pay.
啊，这是葡萄园主曾经跟他们讲定的工钱。
But they begin to complain and grumble.
啊，他们就开始啊有抱怨起来。
And then they said, "Did I come first?"
啊，他们抱怨说，我们不是先来的吗
？Did we work longer hour than this group of people?、
哦、我们不是比刚才那些人工作的时间更长吗
？Do you know that we are beating by the scorching sun during the day?
啊，我们不是在大太阳的煎烤之下来工作的吗
？Can you see our sweat and blood in our body?
你没看到我们身上所流的汗、所流的血吗
？And then the landowner explained to them.
啊，这个时候，这个葡萄园主就对他们说
：First of all, I'm not unfair to you.
啊，他说，第一，我没有对你不公平。
Before you come into work, did we agree on the wages?
他说，你们来。为我做工之前，我们不是已经给你讲定了一天的工价吗
？And you may complain that I give you more money to the other group of people.
啊，所以为什么你们要为别的人拉的更多的钱来抱怨呢
？But don't I have the right to give whatever I want to?
啊，我不是
to anyone I want to.
啊，我不是有权利来出资我自己的钱，能够给我想给的人更多的钱吗
？Are you envious my generosity?
啊，你是不是因为我的善心来啊有嫉妒呢
？And Jesus repeat what he said before.
啊，那耶稣就重复的说道
，So the last will be first, and the first will be last.
啊，他重复说，在前的要在后。
But the interesting thing is the order is reversed.
啊，我看到这里的这个次序有更换了。
In the beginning, when Jesus said this sentence, is really targeted to the believers, including Peter.
啊，那在前面啊，耶稣说的时候，他是指的啊所有的信徒，包括像啊彼得。
But now he just focused on Peter alone.
啊，那这个地方呢，他所说的就是只是专门的是指的彼得而言。
Now this parable may be understood easily by the ancient people in Jesus' time.
啊，这样的一个比喻在啊耶稣那个时代，那个古老的时代的人，可能他们都非常能够理解。
And the question is, how do we understand this parable?
啊，那问题是说我们怎么样去理解这样的一个故事
？First of all, we are not farmers.
首先我们并不是工人我们并不是农民
And some of them may even see what is vine
我们可能都没甚至有些人还没有见过葡萄园
And I know some are very spiritual guys sitting here and they never drink wine before
我知道我们有很多属灵的人在这里可能也许从来没有喝过葡萄酒
So we have to make some explanation of this parable in order for the modern man or women to understand this parable
所以我们要对这个比喻呢我们要稍做一些解释所以这样我们现代的人才能够理解
And throughout the Bible the vine the vineyard representing the nation of Israel
我们知道在圣经当中葡萄园代表的就是以色列民
In Psalm it says a vine was transplanted from Egypt into the land of the Gentile
我们知道在诗篇中有说到有葡萄从埃及然后转到了以色列。
And even on the negative side, the Bible described the Israelites when they worship an idol and they describe them as a choice vine become a white vine.
那他们在一个负面的角度来说当以色列人他们敬拜别的神的时候这个我们有个比喻就是说把以色列人他们好像是一个好的一个葡萄变成了一个不好的葡萄。
So with this as a background, now we understand the parables.
好，那我们有了这样的一些背景知识，我们就能够很好的来明白这个比喻的故事。
And the landowner represents Jesus.
这里的这个葡萄园主所代表的就是耶稣。
The work in the vineyard representing our service in the church.
在这个葡萄园里的做工就代表我们在教会里的侍奉。
The wages represent our reward during the judgment day.
那这里讲的工钱，也就是我们在审判的时候，我们所受到的审判日的时候所受到的审判。
And the time that the landowner distributes the wages is the time of the day of judgment.
那这里讲到的葡萄园主发工钱的时候，也就代表着我们审判的时候。
And after judgment, there will be a renewal of all things.
在这个审判之后，一切都有更新。
Now let's look back the story. The landlord came out to the marketplace 5 times in the day.
好，我们来回头再来看看这个故事。我们看到葡萄园主他一天有5次来到了这个市场。
What do we learn from this?
啊，从这个地方我们能够学到什么样的功课呢
？I think we can learn from the landlord the diligence.
啊，那第一，我们可以看到这个葡萄园主是非常的辛劳。
And there's a very famous theologian Karl Barth.
啊，有一个非常有名的神学家。
Who is the Swiss Reformed theologian?
啊，他是有一个一个更正的啊，这个神学观念。
And also considered as a 20th century thinker.
啊，他也被认为是20世纪的最有名的思想家。
And he said for human being, there are 3 primal and most fundamental sins.
他也说，他说到说人性中有3项最原始的、最基本的罪。
The first one is pride.
那第一个人最基本的罪、最原始的罪就是骄傲。
And the second one is dishonesty.
那第二条就是不诚实。
And then the third one is slothfulness. That means laziness.
第三条就是懒惰、懈怠。
And as special Christian, we always think God will help us.
我们很多时候我们会说神会帮助我们。
But when God help us, we also have the responsibility to do our share.
但是即使神会帮助我们，我们也要有我们自己的责任来做我们自己当做的工。
And then I would like to share some of my life to you.
那我要跟大家分享一下我们的分享一段我的
故事。And basically, I'm a very lazy person, which you may not agree now.
其实我是一个相对来说是比较懒惰的人，也许你们不这么认为。
And during my freshman year.In Taiwan, and I don't like study.
在我在台湾读大学一年级的时候，其实我读书不是很用功。
But study is very important.
但是我意识到读书是非常的重要。
So I just do enough to get by.
所以我就是刚刚好做足够的功课，能够让我能够通过考试。
And then for the first year, I really can get through very easily.
那第一年呢，我就还是可以没问题，可以很顺利的通过。
Now the second part of The first part of my sophomore year, and I also can get by.
那二年级的上期呢，我还是可以这样的能够通过我的考试。
But in the second semester of my sophomore years, and I discover something that I found out, and I found out study is very difficult.
那到了二年级的下半期的时候，我就发现有些功课是非常的有挑战性。
And then I found out.I want to study, I want to learn something, but I cannot understand.
那个时候我尽管很想去学，但是我发现我学了，但也不能完全明白。
So my sophomore years really a sophomore year.
所以这个我的二年级，大学的二年级是一个让我非常痛苦、受伤害的一年。
So at the end of the sophomore years, summertime is coming, I went back to Hong Kong.
那二年级结束暑期的时候，我就回到了香港。
And then I re-examined my life.
那我就自省我的生活。
And I found out the reason I found out study is so difficult is because my foundation is not firm.
那我发现我之所以觉得那时候的功课那么的困难，就是因为我在前面的时候没有打好一个很好的基础。
So during the summertime, I spent time to study all the things that I missed in the first 2 years.
所以在那个暑期的时候，我就花时间来补学我前面所漏掉的所有的功课。
And during the junior and the senior years, I couldn't say I'm a good student, but I'm a normal student.
到了3、4年级的时候呢，因为我前面的努力，所以那个时候即使我不能说我是个好的学生，但是至少我也达到了平均水平。
So I learned something.
所以我就这里学到了一个功课。
What I learned is if you play now.Then you pay later.
那我学到的功课就是，如果你现在不花功夫玩耍的话，那你以后就要付出代价。
But if you pay now, then you can play later.
但是如果你现在花功夫来好好的学习的话，将来你就可以有一个比较容易的生活。
So I have a lot of good books sitting on my the shelf of my home.
在我家里的书架上，我有很多很好的书。
And they did nothing but collecting dust.
但是那些书在里我从来没有阅读过，只在里有沾满了灰尘。
So after retirement, I read them one by one.
直到了我退休以后，我就可以有时间来一本一本的来读它。
And plus many new books.
那我也还读了很多一些其他的新的书。
So in order to redeem all the lost time in the past.
为了能够弥补我过去所失去的所有的一些时间。
So if young people ask me for one advice, I will give you this.
所以年轻的朋友年轻人如果想问我一个建议的话，我会给你建议。
It may not sound sophisticated to you.
听起来可能是很简单的一个建议。
But it's very important.
但是非常的重要。
That is.To build up your foundation in study.
就是在你的学习当中，你要能够建立一个很好的一个基础，打好很好的基础。
So if you ask me how long do I take to prepare this sermon?
如果你问我说我为了今天的讲道，我花了多长时间来准备
？I tell you 40 years.
我可以告诉你说，大概花了40年的时间。
So diligence is very important.
所以勤劳是非常重要的。
And then what did Paul teach us about diligence?
保罗有没有告诉我们一些关于勤劳的话题呢
？Yes. If you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 3 and 5.
答案是是的。当我们看让我们来看一下格林多后书的第六章的三到五节。
And you don't have to look at the Bible, I just explain to you.
这个你不用读不用看。
And Paul said, in order to be a servant of God, you need to do three things.
保罗说，如果你要能够成为神的仆人，你要做有三件事情要做。
The NIV says.Number one, hard work.
第一就是要勤劳的工作。
Means diligence.
就是勤劳。
Second thing, endurance.
第二个就是要忍耐。
That is patience.
这也就是要忍耐，有耐心。
Thirdly, sleepless nights.
第三个就是要警醒。
That means you have to be watchful.
就是你要有一颗警醒的
心。So hard work, patience, and watchful. This is the three important elements.For the servant of God.
所以这讲到的就是勤劳、忍耐和一个警醒的心，这是当我们成为神的仆人的时候所最重要的三个品质。
So up to this point, I challenge you to do one of the three things.
所以今天结束以后，我要来向你有个挑战，在这三件事上做挑
战。Maybe you decide to read a book in 3 months, 6 months, at least read one book.
也许你想说三个月或者花六个月的时间来读一本书，那你至少在接下来这一年的在一年的时间里，花一年的时间来读一本。
Or maybe you find a Bible difficulties and try to really understand what is going on.
也许你在圣经中有很多的难题不是完全的明白。
And on the easy side, on the light side, maybe you just pay visit to any family or unbelievers.
那或者是另外一个就是挑战你做的就是可以来进行一次探访。
Now let's go to the next point. When this landowner went out 5 times in a day to recruit workers. What is the second lesson that we can learn from?
那我们看到这个葡萄园主他一天出去五次来招雇工，我们可以从这个里面也看到能够学习到第二个的功课是什么呢？
I think we can learn from it that is he give people opportunity to work.
我们看到这位家主给人有机会来工作。
So in the same manner, we can either find opportunity or create opportunity to tell gospel to your immediate surroundings.
同样的道理，我们也可以找到机会，或者我们可以创造机会来给我们周遭的人来传讲神的福音。
And Jesus said, if someone forced you to walk 1 mile, walk 2 miles.
耶稣教导我们说，如果有人强迫你走一里路，你就同他们走二里路。
The first mile is responsibility.
那前面的第一里路是他的责任。
The second mile is opportunity.
那第二里路就是机会。
Now in Jesus' time, a Roman soldier can order anyone to carry some load for him.
我们知道在耶稣的时代，当时的罗马的兵，他们可以有这样的权利，要求任何人来为他们担担子。
It could be military equipment.
这个担子呢可以是他们的一些武器。
It could be the soldiers' personal belongings.
也可能是这些士兵他们自己的东西。
But one thing is sure, it's not light.
肯定，但是有一项是肯定的，就是这样的担子。
And then when a soldier said, "You carry this thing, and you better do it."
如果一个罗马的兵对你说，你来提这样的重担，你就必须来担这样的
重担。Now after 1 mile, you can say, "Oh, my job is done. Go get someone else."
那行了一里路以后，你可以对这个罗马兵说我的工作也做完了，你再去找别的人吧。
But you can also say, why not I carry this thing for another mile?
啊，但是你也可以说，为什么我不再帮你了，再提这个负担这个重担，再走一里路呢
？You know, Jeremy, Lin's, wristband saying, "In Jesus' name, I pray."
啊，我们知道在林啊、林书豪的他这个手上啊、戴了一个这样的手环，上写着说，我是奉耶稣的名来。来打球。
And you can say, in Jesus' name, I walk another mile.
啊，你可以说我是奉耶稣的名来再多行一里路。
Now at the end of the second mile, people will pay attention on you.
啊，我们知道如果走完两里以后，这人可能会啊开始对你有兴趣。
And they think, why this guy do this thing?
他可能会问的说，哎，这家伙为什么会愿
意帮我走
踢两里路呢
？Are you crazy?
啊、他说他是不是一个好像像发了疯一样
Now when people pay attention to you that open a door for you to tell them the gospel、
啊、当人开始对你感兴趣的时候他就打开了他的门能够让你有机会来把福音传给他
If you tell people the gospel nobody pay attention and listen to you、
啊、如果你跟人家传福音但是如果没有人感兴趣没有人听你的话
But if people already want to hear what you try to say then you have the legitimate opportunityto say whatever you want to say.
啊，但是如果有人已经很对你说的话有感兴趣的话，那你就有一个很好的原因来向他传福音。
So we can create evangelical opportunity for ourselves by doing something extraordinary.
啊，所以我们可以借这些很普通的事情来创造一个传福音的机会，来行很奇妙的事。
And I don't know I have tell you this story or not, but doesn't hurt if I repeat.
啊、我不知道我以前有没有跟你们讲过这个故事但是没关系我可以再跟你们讲一次
And one guy was drove to a toll booth、
我们看到、有一个人他开车来到了一个、交费站
And in those days there's no easy pass、
在那个时候没有那个快速的付钱那个装置
And he stopped and paid his own toll、
他就必须要停下来然后交钱来付这个
And he still stayed there and then I paid the one who followed me his toll
他不但他就交钱的时候他说我付我自己的然后也付我后面那辆车的钱
And then he drove away and then、and stopped on the side of the road
于是他就、开出了这个交费站然后停在了路边
Now the driver who followed him and went to the booth
那后面的那位、开车那位司机他、也来到了这个交费站
And tried to pay his share
他也要准备来交他的、这个过路费
And the old lady saidNo, you don't have to pay. The other guy already paid for you.
那这个收费站的这个工作人就说你已经不用付了，前面的人已经为你付过。
And he was very interesting. Why this guy do this for me?
那所以后面这位司机他就非常的感兴趣，他说，哎，前面那位为什么要这样做呢
？But he saw the car ahead of him was parking on the side of the road.
他看到前面那辆车停在了路边。
So we drove nearby and stepped out of the car and talked to him.
所以他也就开着车过去然后把车停在边上然后跟他有交谈
and he gave him a gospel track and tell briefly what Jesus is all about
然后他就给了一个福音的这样的一个单章给了、后面的这位后面这位司机然后给他讲述了关于神的、信息
and now you know that we can create evangelical opportunity
所以你看到借这样的一个例子我们看到我们可以借着各样的机会来创造一个传福音的机会
And you can also give people can also give you opportunity too.
我们看到别人也可以给你这样的机会。
But before you receive other people's opportunity, you still can do a lot of things.
但是当你能够得到这样的机会之前，你还是有很多的事情可以来做。
For example, you study the Bible.
第一就是你可以来查考圣经。
So when people ask you and you know how to explain and give you the reason for your hope to them.
所以当机会来的时候。你就可以跟人家来解释圣经然后告诉大家你、心中盼望的缘由
And then there's a social psychologist by the name of Vance Packer
有一位社会心理学家叫 Vance Packer
And he said about the United States
他有一段关于、美国的一段话
And this is a nation of strangers
他说这是一个好像一个陌生人的国度
And it's true if you go to Times Square and a lot of peoplebut you're still lonely.
这是真的非常准确的一段话。如果你去时代广场的话你可以看到有非常多的人但是你可以还是可以感到孤单。
And it also said that independent-minded baby boomers are longing to be connected.
他也说、在婴儿潮的那一代人他们的思想非常的独立但是他们同时也渴望能够有一种归属感。
Now, I think in this postmodern society, the young people also feel the same way.
我想在这个后现代的主义这些我们的年轻人也会有同样的想法。
And longing for belonging is the cry of their heart.
我们看到这个渴望有一种归属感是我们内心的一种呼喊。
So in the modern church as we are now, we can have a lot of opportunity like this.
在我们的一个现代的教会就像我们的教会一样我们会有很多的机会。
To satisfy the longing for the belonging.
可以满足大家对内心的渴望对一种归属感的渴望。
So at this point, I would like to challenge you to do a few things.
在这个部分呢我想挑战大家来做几件事情。
Find an opportunity for yourself to tell the gospel to other people.
来找到一个机会来给你周围的人来传讲福音。
And I already give you two examples, and I know you're smart, you can extrapolate and do something on your own.
我已经给了你两个这样的例子，我知道大家都是聪明人，可以类推来找到更好的办法。
Now let's go to the very difficult verses. The land owner said to the workers, "Many who are first will be last."
好，那我们来看一下一个非常重要的一个经节。讲到这个家主说到在前的要在后。
And first of all, we have to understand what does it mean by who are first.
我们先要来明白一下这里讲到的谁是在前的。
And I believe it referred to leaders with multiple spiritual gifts.
那我想这里讲述的所谓的在前的就是那些教会里面属灵的有众多属灵恩赐的长老。
Now when the landlord said, many who are first will be last. This is a horrible warning.
所以这里讲到的说在前的要在后这真是一个非常让人警醒的一个警告。
And I believe the warning is beware of spiritual arrogance.
那我想这里他说耶稣需要提醒我们的是我们不可有一种属灵的骄傲。
But the thing is, what does it mean by spiritual pride?
但是具体什么是属灵的骄傲呢？
Spiritual means of the Holy Spirit.
那这样的属灵其实也就是表示属于圣灵的。
Pride is of the world and of the flesh.
那这里讲的骄傲其实属于肉体属于世界的。
So a spiritual pride in itself is a term of self-contradiction.
这里其实属灵的骄傲这本身就是一个自相矛盾的一个词语。
But we can loosely use to describe the spiritual leaders who gradually forget aboutthe gift are given by God and become arrogant.
但是尽管这是好像一个自相矛盾的话语但是我们还是可以用它来描述一些有属灵恩赐的一些教会的领袖他们逐渐的忘记了他们所有的恩赐都是从神而来。
And the Bible gives us a very good illustration.
在圣经当中也给我们一个很好的一个例子。
When Paul converted, he was caught up to heaven and see a lot of revelations no one had ever seen.
我们知道当保罗他被提到三重天上的时候他看到了很多的启示是别人没有看到的。
And the Bible says this is a surpassingly great revelation.
这个保罗就有说到说这是一个启示甚大。
But Paul realized that God has sent a messenger, which is a Satan, to put a thorn in Paul's flesh.
他也认识到神也在他的身上加了一根刺。
As a constant reminder to him.
这根刺就是要让他能时刻的提醒他。
In order to keep him from becoming conceited.
让他不至于过于自高。
Now another thing I'd like to point out is the Bible is a very interesting book.
另外一个我要想提到的就是圣经是一个非常有趣的一本书。
And I always ask myself, why Bible is different from other books? Because it is written by more than 40 authors.
我经常问自己为什么圣经是如此的有趣其中一点就是因为它是有超过40位的作者
and cover the time span of 1600 years
它所描述的事情也经历超过了1600年的时段
I think the answer to this question is because men are very limited
那也许你要问为什么要有这么多的作者这么长的时间呢我想答案就是因为人都是有限的
We are limited in our learning
我们在我们的学习认知上我们是有限的。
We're limited in our historical understanding of the environment.
在我们的历史的知识上我们也是有限的。
And we also have a limited understanding in our life experiences.
即使在我们今生的生活经历上，我们的认知也是有限的。
And after all, we are very limited in our spiritual perception.
那更重要的是，我们对我们属灵的一些认知也是非常有限的。
And God knew that no one can receive all the revelation, all at once and in the same time.
神知道说，没有任何一位人可以在一个时间能够接受所有的启示。
Every prophet only receive a limited amount of revelations.
我们看到每一位的先知，他都只接收到一部分的启示。
And it's God's wisdom,
是神的智慧
，to keep them from becoming conceited.
能够让他们不再感到过于的自高。
So as we are listening to this sermon now, I urge you to examine your motive of serving God.
所以当你在听今天的讲道的时候，我提醒大家，我们要来检视我们内心我们服侍的动机。
And I've been thinking, loving your neighbor is a noble thing, right?
我们大家都知道，我们爱我们的邻舍是一个非常好的事情。
But use love to manipulate people is very bad, and sometimes we did it without our knowing.
但是如果你是用这样的爱，好像去操控你周围的人的话，这是非常不好的一件事情。有些时候我们虽然做了，可能心中还不明白，还不知道。
Now the second part of the phrase is the inverse of the first part. That is, many who are last will be first.
那第二段呢，就是我们前面第一段的一个反过来，就是在后的要在前。
Who are the one who are the last?
那我们要问谁是在后的呢
？I think the silent majority of the church.
但我想说，在教会里边，大多数沉默的会众都是。
And many of our brothers and sisters.They do not like to talk too much.
我们知道我们有很多的弟兄姐妹，其实我们不是很善于言辞。
But I know many of them have a very great latent potential.
但是我知道他们每个人都有很好的这样的有很好的这样的一个机会。
And although they're not a talker, but they're doers.
他们也许不是好像很会说，但是他们很能够做。
And I respect them enormously.
我非常对他们非常的这样的尊敬。
So as a church leader, we ought to encourage these people to come to the vineyard and serve our Lord.
说作为教会的这个领袖，我很想鼓励大家能够有机会来到教会来侍奉。
Now the question is, how do we encourage these people to serve us?
但是问题是我们怎么样能够来帮助能够鼓励这些弟兄姐妹来侍奉呢？
Dan Sutherland in his book Transition offer three suggestions.
苏德伦牧师在一本书叫《脱胎换骨奔标杆》的有这样写道。
And to simply put, that means the first thing is you match your personal or family interest into the interest of the church.
那第一就是说，你可以根据你自己的兴趣爱好、你家里的需要和教会的需要来寻找你的侍奉的场所。
If you are serving area match.Your personal interest, then your service will be very effective.
如果你所侍奉的领域和你自己的个人的爱好相符合的话，这样你会变得更加的有效。
So, for example, you don't ask a empty nester to be a youth group leader, right?
所以你不会，可能不会请一个已经小孩子都已经
来
不会请一个像我一样的小孩子都已经出去的人来带年轻人的团体。
So Pastor Dan Sutherland says,
那这位牧师苏德伦又这样说
,The most successful youth group ministry is the one whose leader has youth himself.
他说最有效的这个青少年团契的这个领袖就是这个他自己家里也有青少年的。
And the second thing we ought to watch out is this.
那第二项是
Ability is very important in doing works, right?
我们知道这个做事的能力是非常重要的。
But the zeal of doing work is even more important.
但是我们内心中做事的这样一个热情是更加的重要。
And they even argue that it's better off to have a second-class ability but a first-class zeal.
所以他这位作者说到说我宁愿有的是一个二等的能力。但是有着一等的热情。
You have tremendous ability, but you don't have the enthusiasm. You will never do a good job.
说即使是你有很强的能力，但是如果你没有一等的热情的话，你也不会有成就任何的事。
And the third thing is what I call it a serving by giftedness.
那最后一个就是我看就是你的侍奉是根据你的恩赐。
And they use an example of those kindergarten toy where you have a square block and then try to put into the wrong hole. It will never work.
一个很好的例子就是像小朋友他们玩的一个玩具，好像你要用一个圆柱形的一个积木，要想放到一个方的一个孔里面去，是永远放不进去。
Now, let's go back to the parable.
我们又回到我们的今天的这个比喻。
And look at some details.
我们再看一些细节。
Now during the time when the landowner distributed wages,
我们看到当这个葡萄园主他发工钱的时候。
And then the Bible says, when they receive it, they begin to grumble.
我们看到说他们收到这个工钱的时候，他们就开始有抱怨。
So why they grumble?
他们为什么会埋怨呢？
Well, because he received more money. I received the same money as they did, but I worked more.
因为是他们认为我跟其他的人收到的是同样的工钱，但是我花了远远超过他人的时间。
But the fact of the matter is, complaint is the very common place in the church.
我们看到抱怨或者埋怨在教会中时有发生。
And if I want to point out one thing.What the church problem? I would say complain.
那如果你要问我教会经常会有的一个最大的一个问题是什么，那我会说是抱怨。
And Rick Warren in his book Purpose-Driven Church point out four basic complaints in the church.
那么看到在 Rick Warren 在他的标杆人生中有提到说大概有四个最常见的在教会中的抱怨。
Number one, church is boring.
那第一就是说教会非常的无聊。
Especially the sermon. I hope not this one.
特别是讲道希望我们今天的讲道不是这样。
And the second one is the church members are unfriendly.
那第二的话就是教会的会友不友善。
And sometimes we are unfriendly not by our will, but we just don't have the habit to welcome people.
也许我们其实有时候显得不那么友善，并不是因为好像我们内心有什么原因，可能只是我们没有这样的习惯而已。
Few years later, I went to Taiwan and I attend church only once for the entire month.
在几年以前我去了一趟台湾，在那段时日里呢，我有去一个教会。
Because I don't know where is the church basically.
我有去一次因为我不太熟悉那边的教会，但是我去一次。
I went in and nobody greet me.
我去了去了以后呢，发现没有谁来欢迎我。
And after the service, I left and nobody care.
聚会以后我离开以后好像也没有谁很关心。
And I understand it's not they really intend to do so.
我也明白他们并不是真心要这样去做。
They just don't have the habit.
我想他们只是没有这样的习惯。
So in the same way, we ought to examine ourselves.
所以同样的原因我们要来检视我们自己。
And the third reason why church is boring is, it says, church is more interest in my money.
有时候人家他会觉得说教会之所以很无聊，是因为他觉得教会所感兴趣的只是我的钱而已。
And I don't think it applies to us, honestly.
我认为这是不正确。
不 apply to us.
这个对我们是完全跟我没有关系。
Now the fourth one, pay attention. Worry about the quality of church child care.
那第四个就是很多时候这些人可能所关心的，只是教会里面的小孩子的一个照顾的服务。
So on one thing, it places a lot of responsibility on those children church teachers.
所以从某种角度来说，这也让教会的小孩子的团契或者小孩子的他们的组织学老师也承担很大的责任。
And on the other hand, it's a wake up call for us.
从另外一个角度来说，对我们来说也是一个很好的一个警惕。
And sometimes we may not realize in our heart that child care is that important.
很多时候也许我们没有意识到小孩子的对小孩子的照顾，教会里面对小孩子的照顾是那么样的重要。
Now in the front line, people are very busy dodging bullets.
我们知道在战争中在前线的战士他们非常的忙要来躲避子弹。
And they don't have time to argue.
他们没有时间来抱怨。
And they don't have time to complain.
他们没有时间来抱怨任何的事情。
And you can see the morale is very high.
我们看到那个人的士气非常的高。
And they have a very high sense of camaraderie.
他们也非常好的一个同志之间互相合作的精神。
But 10 miles back from the battle zone is different.
但是我们看到十里以后的后方却是完全不同的一番景象。
And people grumble about food.
那里的人可能会在那里埋怨食物怎么样。
People complaining about hot shower.
他可能会抱怨说，哎呀，没有办法洗热水澡。
And people complaining about lack of entertainment.
他可能会说，抱怨说，哎呀，没有一个很好的娱乐。
So this gives us a warning.
这给我们一个警告。
And our church entered into the second year.
我们的教会已经进入了我们的第二年。
In the first year, we are fighting a war. I don't know what it is, but fighting a war.
第一年我们都在好像在打仗一样。
So our morale is high and our camaraderie is good.
所以我们大家的士气非常的高，而且我们的合作精神，弟兄姐妹间合作
精神非常好。But now as we enter into the second year, we sort of more stable.
当我们进入第二年以后，好像我们有了一个更加平稳的生活。
So I think the things that I'd like to warn you is that we have to to realize that our true enemy is Satan.
那我想提醒大家的就是，我们真正的敌人是撒旦。
And then we ought to take our unity to heart.
我们要在内心中我们有合一的心。
And the best way to do is focus our eyesight to Jesus.
那我们最好的办法就是要把我们的眼睛定睛在耶稣的身上。
And sometimes in our suffering, we can bear good witnesses for God.
很多时候在我们患难的当中，我们可以为神做了美好的见证。
We may like these workers keep saying unfair, unfair, unfair.
我们有时候可能会像这些雇工一样的，我们会抱怨说不公平，不公平。
But think about Jesus, he was sinless, and yet he died for our sins.
但是我们看到耶稣他是完全的无罪，但是为了我们的罪，他在十字架上被钉死。
Was it fair to him?
对他来说这是公平的吗？
And he suffered the most painful thing that is nailed on the cross.
他受到的是世界上最残忍的刑罚。
And the physical pain is almost unbearable.
这样的刑罚给身体上带来的痛苦是没有办法忍受的。
But most painful thing is his alienation from his heavenly father.
但是我想对他来说最不能忍受的就是他 在属灵上好像跟神有一段分隔。
And one thing we may ignore, that is, during this tremendous suffering, which happened at the moment where he obeyed his father's will at the fullness.
也许我们很多时候我们会忽视到，其实我们当耶稣他忍受这巨大的痛苦的时候，其实也就是他完完全全顺服他父神旨意的时候。
So when you feel you're treated unfairly,
如果你觉得你受到了不公正的对待，
don't complain, think about Jesus.
不用抱怨，想想我们的主耶稣。
A student cannot be higher than the teacher.
我们知道学生不能高过老师。
So what we have to do is we have to constantly meditate on Jesus' sacrificial love.
所以我们要不停地来思想神耶稣为我们所付上的献身的爱。
Now the worker said, when they receive it, they begin to grumble.
这经文上说，他说当他们拿到工钱以后，他们就开始埋怨。
Let me change it around.
让我来换一下说法。
When we receive it, we become joyful and give thanks to God.
当我们得到的时候，我们会不会满心欢喜，把赞美荣耀归给神呢？
So when the landowner distributes wages, and then they complain and envious.
当我们看到葡萄园主发工钱以后，他们拿了以后就开始抱怨，因为他们出于嫉妒的心。
And the landowner said,
葡萄园主这样回答他们说，
Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money?
我的东西难道不可随我的意思用吗？
This is the first question.
这是第一个问题。
And then he continued, Are you envious because I am generous?
那第二个问题他说，因为我做好人，你就红了眼吗？
So what do we learn from this?
我们从中又可以学到什么样的功课呢？
I think there's tremendous lesson we can learn from.
我们可以在里面学到一个很大的功课。
For one thing, we learn about the sovereignty of our Lord Jesus.
第一我们能够学到的就是神的主权。
Now sovereignty may be a very sophisticated word.
我们看到主权sovereignty 这个字呢，可能好像是一个非常复杂的字。
But let me put it plainly. Sovereignty means authority.
那我可以用一个更稍微一个简单的词，就是神他有他的权威性，就是 authority 这个字。
Do you know what authority the word come from?
你知道 authority 就权威性这个字从何而来吗？
The first part of the word is author.
那第一个它的第一个字根的部分就是 author.
Author means initiator.
啊，就是一个创造者。
Means originator.
啊，就是个起始者。
If you're an author of the book, then you are the initiator of the book.
啊，如果你是啊一本书的创造者的话，也就是说你是这个书的作者。
If you are not, then it's a plagiarism.
啊，如果你不是的话呢，那你就是这个剽窃。
抄。So our Lord is the author of life.
啊，所以我们知道神他是我们生命的主。
And our Lord is the author of love.
啊，他也是爱的主。
And our Lord is the author of universe.
啊，他也是宇宙万物的主。
Now in our English speaking culture, the authority has another connotation.
啊，我们知道在这个英文当中 ，authority 它可能还有另外的一层意思。
Now for example, the IRS. April 15th is coming.
啊，我们
知道 has authority over you.
我们知道这个美国的税务局 IRS 对我们大家都有这样的一个主权。
So for those who have authority, has the right to impose obligation or duty on you.
啊，但是我们知道说，凡是有主权的，他都可以把这样的主权责任都交给他周围的。
And you have the freedom to whether obey.Or disobey.
啊，那你有自由，你去接受这样的责任，或者是去违反这样的责任，不接受这样的责任。
Now, what I'm trying to say is now we can see the authority and the responsibility are connected.
啊，从这里我们可以看到责任和就是神的主权和责任就联系在一起。
Now in the entire Bible, there are two very important theology.
啊，在圣经当中有非常重要的两个神学的观念。
Which is incontrovertible, that means no one can argue.
啊，这是这样的两个主题是没有谁可以可以来反对的，没有。
On one hand is the authority or the sovereignty of God.
啊，第一个就是神的主权。
On the other hand is the freedom, free will or responsibility of human being.
啊，那第二个就是人的一个责任。
So these are the two balanced aspects of the whole thing.
啊，这是这个一个事情的两个平衡的方面。
But one thing I should point out is the sovereignty of God is at a higher level than the free will of man.
啊，但是我想提醒大家的是，神的主权是比人的责任是在更高的一个层次。
Well, for one thing, our freedom is not absolute.
啊，我们也知道我们人的责任或者我们人的自由不是绝对的。
And you cannot choose your parents.
你不可以选择你的父母。
But the authority of our God is absolute.
但我们知道神的主权是绝对的。
So much for this.
好，这个是我们要分享的，在这一段。
But if we look up the entire human history,
我们如果来分析一下我们人的整个的一段历史，人
it appears to be a summation of the actions of human endeavor.
啊，我们看到这个整个这段历史其实也是。人或者是魔鬼的一个行为的一个总和。
It is a sum total of all the human sinful action.
其实也是人的所有的一些罪性的行为的一个总
结。And all the human disobedience and rebellions.
啊，也包括了所有人对神的悖逆。
It looks like a heap of jigsaw puzzles piling up right there.
啊，看上去好像一堆这个拼图的图片一样。
And then what happened in our environment seemed to be very random.
在我们的环境中发生的事情好像是非常的无序的。
But under the unseen hand of God, you can see all these puzzles converge to a very beautiful picture in the end.
但是其实我们可以看到神好像用他的一个无形的手把所有的这些拼图的图片拼到了一起。
And this process, no one can stop it.
这样的一个过程没有人能够阻挡。
So we can see that on one hand, we have our free will and responsibility.
所以我们从一个层次来讲，好像我们看到我们有人的责任、人的自由。
And on the other hand, we see the sovereignty of God.
但从另外一个角度来说，我们好像看到的是神的主权。
And in the end, the sovereignty of God prevail.
我们知道最后神的主权要得胜。
And this rebellious sinfulness thing will turn into a new heaven and new earth.
我们看到这个悖逆的世界最后会成为新天新地。
So what do we learn from this theology?
从这个神学观念里面，我们可以学到什么样的功课
？One thing, if we recognize the sovereignty of God, then we'll not be envious to our brothers.
所以这个第一个功课我们学到，就是当我们如果能够认识到神的主权的时候，我们就不会为了我们周围的弟兄姐妹，我们会有任何嫉妒的心。
And knowing that everything comes from God,
我们如果知道所有的一切都从神而来。
If God gave him this brother more gift, why should I complain? Who am I to complain?
如果神给这些弟兄姐妹更多的恩赐的话，我凭什么会要去嫉妒呢？
If God gave him more money,
如果神给
他们更多的财物， and you
don't have a job, 而我又没有工作，
how can you envy our brother?
我们凭什么要去对我们弟兄姐
妹要嫉妒的心？ Because everything that we have is received from God.
我们所有的一切都从神而来。
Now, another thing concerning our service to the church is that we have to understand the will of God.
那我们另外一个在教会的侍奉的时候，我们一定要能够明白主的心意。
If we know His will, then we can serve Him better.
如果我们明白神的旨意的话，我们就可以更有效的来侍奉他。
And how do I know His will?
我们怎么样才能够知道神的旨意呢？
There may be another sermon, but one thing I'd like to point out is we have to understand God's character first.
我们要知道神的旨意，这个其实可以是另外一篇讲道来讲。那我想简单的说，我们就必须第一点就是必须要能够知道神的属性。
Now, if God is only sovereign,
如果神只是一个有主权的神
，then he become a very tyrannically fearful being.
可能会让我们觉得好像一个暴君的，会非常的害怕。
If God has only holiness,
但是如果神只有圣洁的话。
Then he become inapproachable.
我们可以发现他好像我们没有办法跟他接触。
But God is also merciful.
但是我们知道神他也是恩典的神。
God is full of compassion.
他也是充满了怜悯的神。
God is full of love.
他也是充满了爱的神。
God is full of forgiveness.
他也是充满了
So when we consider all these things, we can come to the conclusion.
当我们能够把所有的这些事情都考虑在一起的时候，我们得到这样的一个结论。
He is an awesome and majestic God.
他是一个伟大的神。
Worthy of our worship and our service.
他配得我们所有的赞美和我们所有的服侍。
I have two granddaughters, Grace and Sarah.
我有两个孙女Grace 和 Sarah.
Grace almost 10 and Sarah almost 8.
Grace 大概快十岁了，那 Sarah 的话呢，差不多八岁了。
And I enjoy spending time with them very much.
我非常高兴能有时间跟他们相处在一起。
And we play together.
我们可以一起有游戏的时间。
And one thing I like to do is we do painting together.
那一个很喜欢做的事情就是跟他们一起来画画。
And we bicycle around their neighborhood together.
我也喜欢和他们一起在他们的社区骑车。
And one thing I enjoy very much is to talking to them.
那我最喜欢的就是可以和他们有交谈。
And every time when I talk to them, I have some hidden agenda in my mind.
当我每次跟他们交谈的时候，其实在我的心中，其实脑海里我都有一个计划。
I try to inspire them to think.
我是想努力的来激励他们来思考。
And I try to help them to make decision in life.
我也很想来激励他们能够为他们的生命来做一个好的决定。
And more importantly, I think I have a responsibility also to guide them to the right world view.
我最重要的是我认为我有这样的责任能够让他们有一个正确的世界的观。
So a couple of weeks ago, I went to Syracuse.
两个星期之前我去了Syracuse.
So while their parents are away, I said, okay, let's go out to eat.
当他们父母不在的时候，我就跟他们两个小孩子说，我们一起出去吃饭。
And I said, why don't you pick a restaurant for me?
他说你们可以选想去的餐馆。
And they both tell me the Texas Roadhouse is very good. You've been there, right?
Wow. 我最喜欢的 Texas Smokehouse.
Texas Roadhouse, remember that, okay? Email it. Google it, okay? So, the best time to talk to my grandchildren is this time. So we went to the restaurant and we ordered the food and before the food dished out and that was a empty period of time that I can talk.
那我跟我的孙女他们最好的交谈的时间就是我们去了餐馆以后我们选了我们需要的食物，在食物上来之前我们有一段时间可以有交谈。
I said to them, you pick a good restaurant.
我就跟他们说你选了一个很好的餐馆。
And I'm also happy that you both agree on this one, no fighting.
而且很重要的你们两位也都同意，所以没有争吵在这个事情上。
And I said, but,
但是我说的但是
if Sarah want to pick restaurant A And the other girl tried to pick restaurant B, what would you do?
但是 我就说如果 Sarah 和 Grace 他们如果一个选餐馆 A 一个选餐馆 B 的话你们怎么办呢？
And then there was a silence for a while.
那他们就沉默了一阵子。
And then Grace started to speak out.
那这个后来呢这个 Grace 就开始
Two words.
他就说了两个字。
Be generous.
他就说我们要比大方。
And then I said, Sarah, what do you think?
那 Sarah 就会说我就对 Sarah 说 Sarah 你觉得这个怎么样呢？
He didn't say anything. He didn't say anything.
他没有说任何话。
And he echoed up something.
他就是只是重复了。
You have to watch me. Pay attention. He did this. Okay?
Okay. 他就说我可以用这个石头剪子布的这样的一个办法。
Actually, I found out I learned a great lesson from them.
我发现我在这个交谈当中，我学到了很好的一个功课。
Many of times, the church's problem is because we are not following these three rules.
我们在教会当中，我们如果很多时候我们有问题的话，我们是没有能够遵循这三条规律。
First of all, when you have a conflict, we discuss and talk.
第一的话就是当我们如果有冲突的时候，我们应该花时间来交通。
So we talk to each other, not talk about each other.
我们要互相的来交通，而不是好像说对方的坏话。
Secondly, we have to yield and have compassion.
那我们要第二的话，我们出于我们的爱，内心的爱，我们要能够来放下一些我们自己的观念。
Be generous.
我们要能够大方的来放下我们自己的观念。
But there are some leaders said it is only my way or no way.
但是如果有些时候教会的领袖说。顺我者昌
没有我在玩没有他也不玩The third thing, follow the rule of the game.
第三的话就是我们要遵守我们游戏的规则。
This is why we have bylaws.
这就是为什么我们教会有我们教会
的规则。And this is why we have tried to set up memberships.
这也是为什么我们教会要有我们教会的会员制。
So C.S. Lewis is right when he said,
我们知道C.S. Lewis 他这样说道
I have learned more about life from children than from the philosophers.
他说我从小孩子身上能够学到更多生命的功课超过了我从哲学家身上所学到的。
So this evening we have talked a lot.
今天傍晚我们讨论了很多的问题。
And I also give you a lot of challenges.
我也给了你很多的挑战。
So let me summarize all the challenges that I have given to you.
让我来重复一下，来总结一下我今天给你的挑战。
And I guarantee you will not remember them.
我肯定你没有办法完全记住。
Remember them all.
没办法完全的记住这些。
And also, I don't want you to remember them all.
其实从某种角度来说，我也并不想需要你想让你把所有的都记住。
And I don't even want you to take notes.
其实我甚至有时候都不需要你来记笔记。
So what I'm going to do is to go through the list.
我要做的就是来重复我们挑战、
Anything, one thing that hit your mind.
如果其中有任何的一条能够让你有感动。
Go and do it.
你就去行。
No dance, no music, just do it.
没有任何的借口去行。
Now on diligence, I said you read a book or solve one Bible difficulties or go visit someone.
第一我讲的是勤劳，那你可以去读一本书，或者去明白一个神学的道理，或者是去对周围的人有探访。
On opportunity, I urge you to create one creative opportunity for you to tell people the good news.
关于传福音的这个机会，我挑战你能够寻找一个创造一个好的机会，来给周遭的人把神的福音传给他们。
On beware of spiritual arrogance, I want you to examine your motive.
关于警惕你的这个属灵的这个骄傲的时候，我就是挑战大家能够来检视自己内心，我们侍奉的动机在什么。
And never use love to manipulate people.
而且不要用爱来掌握别人。
And in terms of encouraging our brother and sister, I want you to think about, say to someone,Truly from your heart, you did a good job.
关于我们要来鼓励我们的弟兄姐妹， 那就是你通过用你出于你的内心来对我们的弟兄姐妹说，你真的是做得很棒。
On complaint, I urge you to meditate on Jesus' love.
如果关于这个抱怨、埋怨的功课，我挑战大家能够来思想神对我们的爱。
And thank God for giving you the opportunity to be in this place at this time to serve the church.
我们来感谢神给我们这样的机会，在这样的时候、这样的地点来侍奉他。
On envious, I urge you to study the authority or the sovereignty of God.
在关于这个嫉妒的功课，我挑战大家来学习神的主权这样的一个功课。
And no one can remember all these things.
我想没有谁能够记住所有的这一些。
But everyone can catch only one thing.
但是我想你可以能够有其中的任何一个能够会打动你。
Go and do it.
打动你的话，你就去行。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time.
我们在天上的父，我们为着这段的时间，我们来感谢你。
Through this parable of the vineyard, you teach us a lot of spiritual lessons.
借着今天葡萄园的这个比喻，让我们学到了很多属灵的功课。
I pray that the Holy Spirit may empower each one of us.
我祈求圣灵给我们每一位弟兄姐妹有这样的力量。
So that we can do the work for you.
所以我们可以来为你来做工。
Never complain.
不抱怨。
Never envious against our brothers and our sisters.
不嫉妒。
And understand your authority and your sovereignty.
我们能够明白主你的主权、你的权威。
And we pray that this church may be a church that glorifies you and you alone.
我们祷告我们的教会成为一个让你的名被高举、让你得荣耀的教会。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
我们奉主的名祷告。阿门。
阿门。